请坐。
Hallelujah, name Jesus Christ. Now we in Philippians chapter 4.
奉主圣名，我们继续来学习腓立比书第四章。
Sorry for the last session, I think I spoke so fast.
上节我大概讲的比较快了一点。
I think I forgot to breathe.
所以我甚至连这个让各位喘息的机会都没有。
Try to finish one and a half chapter in one session, so sorry about that.
我在一节里面要一堂里面要讲完几乎一章半哈，是有点太多了。
But now we're on chapter 4, so we can take a little bit easy.
那么第四章我们可以比较稍微轻松一点。
Let's go to chapter 4, verse 1.
我们看腓立比书第四章第一节。
4, verse 1.
第一节。
Therefore, my beloved and long for brethren, my joy and crown, so stand fast in the Lord, beloved.
我所亲爱的，所思念的弟兄们，你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。我亲爱的弟兄，你们应当靠主站立的稳。
You can see that Paul truly know how to write a beautiful epistle to his fellow brethren.
我们可以看出来保罗那么写出这么一个美好的书信。
When you read verse 1, you know that his mind and everything that he has is for his fellow brethren.
我们可以看到他在第一节里面所写的一切都是关乎到弟兄姐妹们。
He said, therefore, my beloved.
他说我所亲爱的。
He just seemed like he's writing to a letter to a person he's so deeply in love.
就正如他写给一个他所深爱的这个弟兄们。
Of course, he was in love with them.
的确他表现出对他们非常深切的爱。
He said, therefore, my beloved and long for brethren.
我所亲爱所想念的弟兄们。
Not only that, then he say my joy and my crown.
你们就是我的喜乐，我的冠冕。
So this is kind of love that he has for his fellow brethren.
这就是他对弟兄姐妹们所表现出的爱。
This is also the kind of love we should have for one another.
这就是彼此之间也应该所具有的爱。
One of the greatest reasons why I'm still in church because I receive so much love from my fellow brothers and sisters.
一个很重要的原因，为什么我还继续在教会里面，就是从弟兄姐妹们那边得到了非常多的爱。
Of course, especially when I was in TTP, it was not easy for me.
当我当神学生的时候，是非常的不容易。
Because during a time, about maybe sometime 3-4 months, for me without going home.
差不多有时候三个月到四个月的时间我都不能够回家。
And of course, English, I don't speak any Chinese, so it's very difficult for me to communicate with those members who do not speak English.
因为我不会说汉语，有时候跟那些只懂说汉语的弟兄姐妹们非常困难的来交通。
But until this day, I can never forget the brother and sister that show me such great love.
可直到甚至到今日我都不能够忘记弟兄姐妹们对我的爱跟关怀。
Because they know that I miss home.
因为他们知道我非常的想家。
And they know that I feel lonely sometimes.
他们也知道我有时候感到很孤单。
But I know they always try to be there for me.
他们都常常在我需要的时候都会给我关怀。
And they always try to ask for my needs and my concern.
他们也问我需要的是什么，需要的什么。
So we should have this kind of love always for one another.
同样的，我们在彼此之间也应该表现出这样的爱。
Because love, the only thing that we truly have from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这就是我们从主耶稣那边所领受到的。
So just like Paul.
就好像保罗一样。
My beloved.
他这边说到说我所亲爱
My brethren that I long for
所想念的弟兄们
My joy and my crown
你们就是我的喜乐我的冠冕
But after it says So stand fast in the Lord beloved
他接着说我亲爱的弟兄、so、你们应当靠主站立得稳
There's so many things that's important for Paul
对保罗来说有很多重要的事情
But the greatest important to him is that his fellow brethren can stand fast in the Lord
对他来讲弟兄姐妹们所应该看重的是要靠主站立的稳。
And this is to show how much he loves them.
这里面我们可以看出他对他们所那么样深切的爱。
As fellow brothers, we can give each other many things.
我们在弟兄姐妹，我们可以给弟兄姐妹们很多东西。
But the best thing we can give one another and encourage one another is one day every single one of us can reach the heavenly kingdom.
那么最重要的是我们每一个人最后能够达到这个天国。
For example, my wife.
比如说我的妻子。
If my wife would fall from grace, I feel like I have no more desire to live life.
如果我的妻子没有在恩典当中，我对这个生命对我来说已经没有意义了。
And I'm sure the same way for her if I fall from grace.
对，同样的，她对我也是这样子。
But it's very few times that I feel like this for every single brother in church.
很少我们会，但是我们却不经常啊，会有对弟兄姐妹们也具有这样的想法。
Because my love for our fellow brethren has not been perfected yet.
啊，因为我对弟兄姐妹们的爱还没有如此的完全。
Because if this love been perfected, then I would feel like this for every single brothers or sisters.
如果我已经达到了这样的境界，我对一个每个弟兄姐妹们所表示的爱，就正如我们刚刚所读的。
And that's why my wife and I pray for one another.
这就是为什么我和我的妻子要彼此之间彼此带到。
Why do we long for one another?
为什么我们始终想念？
Why our greatest hope that one day both of us will make all the way to heavenly kingdom?
我们也非常希望有一天我们都能够一起到那个天国去。
Because we love one another.
因为我们彼此相爱。
And this love has also manifested in every single one of us toward our fellow brethren.
那么这个爱也应该延伸到每个弟兄姐妹们的身上。
So this means we see our brother and sister weak in faith.
当我们看见个弟兄姐妹们在信仰上软弱的时候。
If we love them, we truly be on our knees and pray for them.
我们如果真正爱他们的话，就要为他们代祷。
If we see a brother or sister physically ill.
我们看见个弟兄姐妹们在病痛当中。
For sure be there to pray for them and encourage them.
我们当然要为他们代祷，要来勉励他们。
Even though you can see Paul has many concerns about the church in Philippi, but one thing he wanted them to do the most is to stand fast in the Lord.
保罗虽然对腓立比教会有很多的负担，对他们有很多的关怀，可是最重要的是希望他们能在信仰上站立得稳。
But we know that Paul is a very gifted worker.
我们知道保罗是一个非常有恩赐的
工人。But for sure he cannot do it alone.
但是他自己一个人不能够完成什么。
Just like when Peter stood up and preached the sermon in the book of Acts.
就好像在《使徒行传》里，我们看到彼得站起来做见证。
We always mention that Peter stood up and gave a sermon. We always mention that Peter by himself stood up and gave a sermon.
我们常常提到彼得站起来来做见证。
But actually, the 11 disciples also stood up with him.
可是我们不要忘了，其他11个门徒也同样跟他一起站起来。
Just like Paul.
就好像保罗一样。
He has many co-workers that he can trust and he can count on them.
他有很多可以信任的同工跟他在一起。
Just like in verse 2.
就好像在第二节里面所说的。
Chapter 4 verse 2.
在第四章的第二节。
I implore Euodia and I implore Syntychus to be of the same mind in the Lord.
我劝尤阿迪和勋都基要在主里同心。
Of course, maybe these two people, they did not, they have differences.
那么这两个同工也许有些不同的地方。
So during this time, Paul he also can be he want to become the peacemaker between these two brethren.
那么在这里面可以看到保罗要做一个使人和睦的人。
And how did he encourage them?
那他如何勉励他们呢
？He said for them to be in the same mind in the Lord.
他提到要他们两个人在主里同心。
In the Lord is the most important thing.
在主里或者主内是一个非常重要的事情。
If they can be in the same mind in the Lord, then for sure they can be in the same mind with one another.
如果他们能够在主内同心的话，那么他们也就能够大家能够在一起同心一意的来侍奉。
Because both their minds will be in Christ.
因为在主内他们的心思意念是相同的。
So that's why we want to be the peacemaker between our fellow brethren.
所以我们要作为一个弟兄姐妹们彼此能够和睦的人。
First, we should not take sides.
所以我们就不能够有偏袒。
Because everybody have different stories for every different situation.
因为每个人的情况、每个人的背景都不一样。
But even we want to take sides, but we should not take sides.
甚至我们有时要稍微偏袒，我们也不应该如此。
But rather encourage these two people.
我们需要能够来鼓励这两个人。
To have the mind of Christ.
在主内要同心。
And when they have the mind of Christ, for sure they will be in one accord.
那么在主内同心的话，那么同心的话就能够合一。
Because the mind of Christ did not seek itself.
因为在主内同心的话，就不会追求自己的利益。
But always seek the interest of other people.
那么所追求的就是别人的利益。
So that's why Prophet Wisdom said, "I implore you, dear, and I implore Syntychus to be of the same mind in the Lord."
这就是为什么保罗说，我劝有阿迪和勋都基要在主内。
And then he said in verse 3, And I urge you also, true companion, help these women who labor with me in the gospel.
在第三节他说，我也求你这真实同父一轭的帮助这两个女人。
Actually, Paul gave many credits to other people who help him out.
保罗常常把这些工作的结果归于其他的人。
Just like he never forget about the brethren and the church of Philippi.
就诚如他始终不会忘记腓立比教会的同工的弟兄姐妹们。
So that's why for us, we should never forget those who have encouraged us.
所以我们也不要忘记那些曾经勉励过、关怀过我们的弟兄姐妹们。
If my wife and I think about when we first came to Christ.
当我跟我的妻子想到我们初初来信主的时候。
Of course, there's many brothers and sisters for us to be thankful for.
有很多弟兄姐妹们都是值得我们感谢的。
But this particular couple, they're always there for us.
可是这对夫妇却经常都在那里。
They're always there to comfort us.
他们都经常都在那里来安慰我们。
And in whatever situation we're in, they always be the first one there for us.
不管我们在任何情况之下，这对夫妇都是站在前面的来安慰我们。
And for this, we can never forget them.
我们永远不会忘记他们。
Because they make such a great impact in our lives.
因为他对我们的生命有如此深远的影响。
And we must be one of these persons.
我们也要来效法他们。
To make impact on other people's life.
对别人的生命有所影响。
Especially our fellow brethren.
尤其是对我们的弟兄姐妹们。
That's why Paul said, urge you also true companion. True. This means there's nothing fake about it.
所以保罗说你们要真实的同福音啊，是真实的，而不是有任何的虚假。
Because true is something with sincerity, with pureness, and with love.
那么因为真实的话才会有真实的爱在里面，才会那么样的纯洁。
And say, help these women who labor with me in the gospel with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
帮助这两个女人，因为她们在福音上曾与我一同劳苦，还有哥林勉并且和我一同做工的。
We know Paul, he's very straightforward.
我们知道保罗是一个非常直爽的人。
And it seems because he's very straightforward, many members maybe do not like him too much.
因为这样子的，他是一个非常直爽的人，也许其他的同工并不很喜欢他。
But we know that many members love him very much.
但是我们也知道很多的信徒、很多的同工都非常的爱他。
Because even though he was straightforward,
因为他是个非常非常很直爽、很直的人。
He's being straightforward because he loved them very much.
因为是他非常的爱。
So that's why for us, when our brother is sinning against God,
所以我们如果看到一个弟兄得罪了神，
of course with wisdom we must tell the truth.
我们当然要用爱心说诚实话。
And if we do not tell the truth, then we do not love that person too.
我们如果不用爱心说诚实话，那我们就不必，那就是我们并不真正的爱他们。
Just like I share with you, I've been to Hawaii for several years now.
就好像说我到这个檀香山教会已经有好几次了。
And for me, I feel like my hands are tied, I cannot do anything.
我感觉到我的手好像被绑住一样，什么事都不能做。
And I know that Hawaii Church is my responsibility.
但是我也知道檀香山教会是我的责任。
So last month I was there.
所以上个月我在檀香山。
And when I had training with the church members.
那么我们给那个这个信徒一些训练。
And I just told them very plainly.
我就非常坦白地跟他们说。
That if we would excommunicate you and the church.
我们如果把你从教会里面除名。
Most of you will be gone.
大部分你们都会不在。
And the reason I say this to them.
我跟他们说这句话的原因。
Of course, during this time when the word come out of my mouth, I like, wow, did I really say that?
当我说出这句话的时候，我是很惊讶，我真的这么说了吗？
And then when I look at their faces.
但是我看到他们面部的表情。
And praise and thank God.
很感谢神。
Instead of stoning me to death, they repented.
他们不但没有向我扔石头
because,
扔石子他们反而悔改。
Because I feel that during the time, the reason I say this to them because I really cannot do anything else for them.
我说这句话的原因是我实在没有办法能够用别的事情来对他们说。
But to tell them how much I love them.
我主要要让他们知道我对他们是如此的深爱。
That by telling them that what they have done in the past is wrong.
我主要是告诉他们过去他们所做的都是错的。
But nevertheless, God's grace is upon us.
但是神的恩典临到我们。
And I share with them, all of you are still in church.
我跟他们说，现在你们都还在教会里面。
This means God is still with us.
因为神还是与我们同在。
But now let's start a new beginning.
现在我们要重新开始。
Let's repent and ask God for forgiveness.
让我们一起来悔改，求神的赦免。
So we can start a new life with our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们才能够在主内开始一个新的生活，新的生命。
Leave things in the past behind us.
过去的一切都忘了吧。
Now just repent.And then we work together to glorify the name of God.
我们一起来悔改，来荣耀神的名。
We can see sometime we have to be straightforward.
所以有时候我们需要用爱心说诚实话，需要非常的坦白。
Love Paul very much.
就刚刚我提到说，很多人非常的爱保罗。
Because he loved them very much.
因为他对他们表现出如此的深爱。
Let's go to the book of Acts.
我们看一下《使徒行传》。
The book of Acts.
使徒行传
The book of Acts verse 36 to 30, chapter 20 verse 36-38
使徒行传第第二十章
Acts chapter 20 verse 36 to verse 38
36节到38节
And when he had said these things, he knelt down and prayed with them all, verse 37
37节
Then they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him, verse 38
38节
Sorrowing most of all for the words which he spoke, that they would see his face no more, and they accompanied him to the ship.
保罗说完了这话就跪下同众人祷告众人痛苦抱着保罗的颈项和他亲嘴叫他们最伤心的就是他说以后不能再见我的面那句话于是送他上船去了
So we know this time Paul called the elders of Ephesus to come to speak and encourage them
那保罗当时叫他同工一起来跟他们勉励
And he said to them You know from the first day that I came to Asia and what man I always live among you
他说我从开始的时候到腓亚西亚来跟你们一起住
And he says serving the Lord with all humility with many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews
他向这些教会的长老说服侍主凡事谦卑我服侍主凡事谦卑眼中流泪
And then he said to him I kept back nothing that was helpful to you
那么我没有一样避讳不说的
And then he said to him verse 26
26节
Therefore, I testify to you this day that I am innocent of the blood of all men.
所以我接着向你们证明，你们中间无论何人死亡，罪不在我身上。
And then verse 33.
33.
I have covered no one's silver or gold or apparel.
33节，我未曾贪图一个人的金银衣服。
You can see Paul, the reason why his fellow brethren love him so much.
为什么我们可以看出来这个信徒对他如此的爱
Because he has his life, his own testimony, that what he's done for them because of his love.
那么他自己做见证，他所做的这一切都是为了爱他们。
So because of this, when they know that he's going to go to Jerusalem,
当他们听到说保罗要去耶路撒冷
and they know they can be put to death.
他们也知道说保罗因此可能就会丧命。
And then it's time before he left on the ship, they kneel down together and pray together.
所以保罗要上船之前跟他们一起跪下祷告。
Can you picture this? It must be so beautiful.
我们看出这个相当动人的画面。
I'm sure this time they pray on the seashore.
他们在这个海在海边来祷告岸边祷告。
And then verse 37, they all wept freely and fell on Paul's neck and kissed him.
37节说众人痛哭抱着保罗的颈项。
Of course, if they did not like Paul, they would say, Amen, right? Thank God that you're leaving.
他们当然不会这样想说感谢神他要走了。
But because they love him very much.
因为他们非常的深爱他。
Then they fell on his neck and kissed him.
圣经说抱着他的颈项和他亲嘴。
Just like the steward, the prodigal son.
就好像那个浪子一样。
When the son returned, the father ran to him and fell on his neck and kissed him.
就好像浪子回头一样，父亲抱住他来跟他亲嘴。
It's to show the love and affection that the father has for the son.
那么这正表现出一个父亲对儿子的爱。
Just like the fellow brethren showed affection for Paul.
这也就是众信徒对保罗所表现出的爱。
And their time they all cried together.
他们彼此他们那个都痛苦。
Because they know that they will not see his face no more.
因为令他们最伤心的就是以后可能无法和他见面。
And this kind of love that he has for his fellow brethren.
这就是保罗对众信徒所表现的爱。
No wonder he called them my beloved.
所以他才会说我所亲爱的。
He wonder he called them long for my brethren.
所想念的弟兄们。
No wonder he said my joy and my crown.
这就是难怪他会说你们就是我的喜乐。
And then we can see all the people he has worked with, they are in the book of life.
他接着说他们的名字都在生命册上。
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 4.
我们再看回腓立比书第四章。
You can see there's so many people that Paul want to thank them for.
这边看到说保罗感谢的人很多。
He said, and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life.
他说，所以他在这里面说，并且和我一同做工的，他们的名字都在生命册上。
So in other words, we cannot serve God by ourselves.
所以我们可以看出来说，我们不是只有自己一个人来侍奉。
We know two are better than one.
两个人。 比一个人好。
And threefold cord is not easy broken.
那么三股扭转的绳子当然不容易被折断。
Especially for a younger generation.
尤其是对年轻的一代。
Of course, sometimes we lack of experience in serving God.
我们往往在侍奉主的这个工作上缺少经验。
And sometimes we lack the wisdom that is from God.
我们也缺少从神那边来的智慧。
But nevertheless, one thing we must do is to be able to work with one another in one accord.
很重要的就是我们要能够同心合意的来侍奉。
Especially look at in Pacific Church.
我们看一看太平洋教会。
We are so young.
是一个非常年轻的教会。
But it doesn't mean we cannot get the task done.
但是这并不证明我们就不能把工作完成。
As long as we can work in one mind and one accord.
只要我们能够同心合意的来侍奉。
And every single one of us seek for the will of God, not ourselves.
每一个人都能够追求神的旨意，而不是照着自己的意思来办事。
Many of you and council members, you are well educated.
每一个这个负责人都是受过教育。
But it doesn't matter.
这并不是最重要的。
Because when we serve God, there's no I. There's no I in serving God.
那么在
no one. Or there's no myself in serving God.
因为在侍奉神的工作上是没有自我的。
But rather we work as a team.
重要的是我们的团队精神。
And I really praise and thank God.
我是很感谢神。
I haven't been Pacific Church for so long.
我因为有一段时间没有到太平洋教会去。
But truly I can see that every single one of you work together in one accord.
我可以看到同工们大家同心合意的来侍奉。
And for this God's name will be glorified.
也因为如此神的名能够得以荣耀。
So continue to do like this.
那我们需要我们应当继续这样的做下去。
Always rely on one another.
我们要彼此互相的来依靠。
If one of us are weak, the other one can pick us up.
那么如果一个是软弱的，另外一个叫坚强，就应该代替软弱的。
So for sure, Paul is not a Superman.
保罗并不是个超人。
That's why he need a lot of co-workers to give him strength also.
所以他需要很多的同工来支援。
Especially Barnabas.
尤其是像巴拿巴。
Especially Timothy.
提摩太。
Especially Titus.
像提多。
All these are people is very close to him.
这些都是保罗非常亲密的同工。
So when we are serving God.
所以当我们侍奉神。
We also need this kind of co-worker.
我们需要这样的同工。
So we can help one another.
这样子我们就可以彼此的帮助。
And then chapter 4 verse 4.
我们接着看腓立比书第四章第四节。
Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say to you, rejoice.
第四章第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说，你们要喜乐。
And why did Paul really be able to find such joy, joyfulness inside his heart?
为什么保罗能够在他心里有如此的喜乐呢
？How many of us truly can proclaim this all the time? We rejoice in the Lord always.
我们也能够这么说吗？我们常常喜乐。
This means not one day, two days, one week, one month.Always rejoice in the Lord.
所以在主内喜乐不是一天两天，而是常常喜乐。
How can we truly rejoice in the Lord?
我们能够我们要如何能够靠主常常喜乐
？All have to do with a prayer.
这就是祷告来的功夫。
Prayer is the communication between us and God.
那么祷告借着祷告，我们和神来交通，
like、person,
就好像你非常深爱一个人。
And for sure, when you talk to them, you feel so joyful inside.
当你跟你所爱的人在一起谈话的时候，交通的时候，你会感到非常的喜乐。
And just to hear their voice, you feel so sad.
你甚至听到他的声音，你就感到很喜乐。
We should have this kind of relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们跟主耶稣也应该要有这样的关系。
Because to rejoice is only from the Lord.
因为喜乐是从神而来。
If this is the case, we must pray to the Lord and communicate with Him.
那么如果是这样的话，我们要借着祷告跟神来交通。
But how should we pray?
那么我们又如何祷告呢
？We have to pray in such a way that God can hear us.
我们也要我们希望我们的祷告能够蒙主垂听。
First in verse 6.
我们看第六节。
Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer.
应该verse 6.
Yeah, verse 6.
应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告。
So when we pray, we should not be anxious.
所以我们在祷告的时候应该没有挂虑。
But when we are anxious, we should pray.
所以我们如果有任何忧虑的时候，我们应该要祷告。
Why so many of us sometimes are so anxious?
为什么我们有很多的挂虑和忧虑呢
？Because we lack a faith.
主要是我们没有信心。
Just like the disciple when the boat was about to sink.
所以就好像门徒在船上，这个船要沉的时候。
For sure, the storm is there.
当然，他们当然，因为有风浪。
For sure, the boat to sink is very real.
那么船这个船将要沉了，这也是非常真实的事情。
But they wait for God that Jesus is in the boat with them.
但是主耶稣基督在船上跟他们同
在。Everything is real, including the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这些都是非常的真实。那么尤其是主耶稣基督跟他们同在。
Just like nowadays.
在今天也是如此。
Our Lord Jesus Christ inside our hearts.
那么主耶稣基督在我们的心内。
Why do we want to be anxious?
所以我们有什么忧虑呢
？But we must have faith.
但是我们要有信心。
We know without faith he cannot please God.
如果 人没有信心的话，就不能得主的喜悦。
Abel, he sacrificed his more pleasing to God because of his faith.
啊，约伯的献祭蒙神的悦纳，因为他的信心。
Enoch was translated when he was walking with God.
啊，那么的以诺跟神同行，就被神取去了。
And he did not see death.
他就没有经过死亡。
And Noah built an ark because of faith.
挪亚造方舟也是凭着信心。
And Abraham willing to sacrifice his only son because of his faith.
亚伯拉罕也是因为是信心来献上自己的独生子。
And Moses willing to leave the comfort of the palace because of his faith.
摩西因为信心才离开那个皇宫那样荣华富贵的生活。
Because they know without faith they cannot please God.
因为他们就知道没有信心，如果没有信心的话，就不能得主的喜悦。
So that's why we have faith.
所以我们必须要有信心。
When we pray,
当我们祷告的时候
，God will grant everything that our heart desires.
那么神就会应许我们的祈求。
But how should we pray?
那我们要如何祷告呢
？It say here pray as with supplication, pray with supplication.
所以要这个祷告和祈求。
So in other words, when we pray, we must have some kind of content to it.
我们的祷告需要有内容。
We must put a whole being to it.
我们必须要整个的投入。
Of course, sometimes we can pray for an hour.
有时候我们可以祷告一个钟头。
If our prayers, we cannot focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, this prayer, it just seems like we never pray at all.
但是我们的祷告如果不能集中在主耶稣基督身上，那我们这样的祷告也是也是枉然的。
So that's why the Lord Jesus Christ, when you pray, come into the secret place and close the door behind.
所以在祷告的时候，我们要把门关起来来祷告。
If we don't read the Bible every day,
我们如果每天不读经
if we don't pray every day,
如果每天不祷告
when we kneel down and pray, for sure the worldly things will always be inside our head, our heart, and also our thoughts.
那很自然，当我们跪下祷告的时候，这些世俗的事情就会在我们的脑袋里面。
Because it's so difficult to get rid of all those things.
那么世上的事情是很难除去的。
I remember one time during NYTS, a brother was testifying.
有一次在这个全国青年神训班的时候，有一个弟兄做见证。
He said before NYTS, when he kneeled down and prayed, feel like his heart is full of is a big party.
那么他觉得他以前在参加神训班的时候，他一跪下祷告，那么就好像心内就好像参加一个大的派对一样。
There's music playing in his heart.
就是这世俗音乐在他的心里面。
People drinking his heart.
好像有人在他的那个心里面喝酒。
But then they say he saw Jesus looking sitting on a couch. Jesus very small, like very distant.
那么。主耶稣基督对他来讲，主耶稣就似乎好像坐在一个很远的椅子上。
But as the NYTS continue,
可是当他继续来参加这个今天神训班
，as he continued to pray,
那他也继续花时间祷告。
Then one by one, everything else in his heart started to disappear.
那么逐渐的，他心内这些属世界的东西就离去了。
Then on the end, all he see is the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以最后他只见到主耶稣。
Why? Because for 2 weeks he has been praying.
因为在那个两个星期里面，他每天所集中的就是祷告。
So the same thing for us.
同样的
，praying is just fighting in a battle.
那么祷告也是一场征战。
The battle of the things of this world.
那么跟世界的征战。
Our heart, our mind, our thought is in this world. We must kill it, must get rid of it before we can communicate with
God. 我们的心思意念又是属世界的，所以就要把它除去，才能够跟神来交通。
And this is pray with supplication.
这就是要情辞迫切的祷告。
But also we have to pray with thanksgiving.
我们也要带用感恩的心来祷告。
Every single one of us, there's so many reasons to thank our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们有很多的理由可以来感谢神。
The reason we can get up in the morning because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们每天早上能够起来也我们能够在早上能够起床，活着起床也要感谢神。
The reason we can eat and walk because of our Lord Jesus Christ.
也因为主耶稣基督，我们能够行走，我们能够吃东西。
And the reason our family is so wonderful because of Lord Jesus Christ.
也因为我们主耶稣基督的爱，我们家庭才如此的美好。
The reason we have the hope of eternal life because of Lord Jesus Christ.
也因为主耶稣基督，我们才有这个永生的盼望。
So it's only right that when we kneel down and pray, we should be able to give thanks to Him.
所以我们每次祷告的时候，我们都应该要感谢神。
This is the secret for us to always feel joyful.
这就是我们得到喜乐的秘诀。
Pray with faith.
所以凭着信心来祷告。
Pray with supplication.
情辞迫切的祷告。
Pray with thanksgiving.
那带着感谢的祷告。
Then make requests be known to God.
然后将我们所需要的告诉神。
It doesn't matter what kind of little requests we have in our heart.We must make known to God.
不管我们心里有什么样的问题、困难，我们都要告诉神。
Because God is our heavenly Father.
因为神是我们的天父。
He wants to be involved in every part and aspect of our life.
他要在我们的生命里面扮演重要的角色。
Sometimes we think, "Oh, God is so busy; He doesn't have time for my little prayer."
我们就会想说，神太忙了，对我这种鸡毛蒜皮的事，大概没有兴趣。
God is Almighty.
但是神是无所不能的。
Of course, He's never busy.
神永远是不会忙碌的。
He's never busy, especially for children.
啊，神不会对他的子女来说，神不会说，因为很忙就不理会我们。
Every little things we should be able to ask God.
我们任何小的事情，我们都可以求神的带领。
Because it's the love that we want to show to Him.
啊，这就是我们对神所表现出的。
That our life is not ourselves.
我们的生命就不再是我自己
了。But our life belongs to Him.
就不是为自己而活，是为主而活。
And only when we have this kind of prayer.
也只有我们做这样的祷告。
That the peace of God will surpass all our understanding.
那么神的这个平安才会真正的领导我们。
Of course, His understanding is the understanding.
才会赐我们出人意外的平安。
Of course, the understanding is the understanding of the things in this world.
啊，也就是说，这个是不属于这个世界的。
It's very difficult to be able to surpass all this kind of understanding.
啊，这是非常的难，使我们能够超越这个属世界的这一切。
But if we pray with faith.
但是我们凭信心。
We pray with supplication.
我们心思迫切祈求。
We pray with thanksgiving.
我们充满感谢的祷告。
In every little situation, tell our Lord Jesus Christ.
不管任何小事情，都来告诉神。
Then you can know and feel and see the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guide us.
所以神赐给我们这些平安啊，都是出人意外的，是我们所不能够理解的。
Not only our heart, but also our mind through our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么借着主是基督来保守我们的心怀。
And that's the time we can truly transform ourselves.
那这样子我们才能够得以更新。
Our life should be able to transform day by day.
所以我们的内心要一天新似一天。
And this transformation is not easy.
那么这样的更新是不容易的。
And how do we know our life has been transformed?
那我们怎么知道我们的内心已经得到更新，得到长进呢？
On verse 8.
我们看第八节。
On verse 8.
第八节。
Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are good report, if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Verse 9.
第九节。
The things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
第八节，弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的、可敬的、公义的、清洁的、可爱的、有美名的，若有什么德行，若有什么称赞，这些事儿你们都要思念，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事儿，你们都要去行。赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
How wonderful this is!
这是一个非常美好的境界。
You can see in verse 9 that these things which you learn and receive and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you.
就如第九节所说的，你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的这些事，你们都要去行。
So we must be a person like Paul.
所以我们就要像效法。
We must be a person that other people can imitate us.
我们要我们要做出要我们所行的，要使别人能够去效法。
Of course, sometimes we always teach do not you know worship other brother or other sisters.
我们虽然有时教导说不要来崇拜某某人。
But worshiping and imitating is two different things.
但是崇拜跟效法是不一样的。
Because when the members imitate Paul during that time,
在那时候门徒都效法。保罗的榜样。
They actually imitate our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是同样的效法主耶稣基督。
Because Paul has the mind of Jesus.
因为保罗有基督的心思意念。
And everything he did is for Lord Jesus.
因为他所做的都是为主耶稣基督。
That's why he encouraged them.
所以他就勉励他们。
Whatever thing you learn and receive and heard and saw in me.
你们在我身上所学习的、所领受的、所听见的、所看见的。
This do and the God of peace will be with all of you.
这些事你们都要去行，愿赐平安的神就必与你们同在。
Actually, I myself cannot say this.
我当然没办法说这句话。
Because I lack many things.
我还有很多的缺陷。
But this is a goal for me that one day I also can say this.
这是我要完成的达到的目标。我希望有一天我也能够像保罗这么说。
And this is also the goal for every single one of us.
其实这是我们每一个人所应该达到的目标。
That one day when people can follow our example.
有一天别人能够来效法我们的榜样。
They can follow the example of our Lord Jesus Christ.
就正如他们要效法基督的榜样一样。
Then for us.
对我们来说
From now on,
从现在开始
whatever things are true,
不管是真实的
whatever things are noble,
可敬的
whatever things are just,
公义的
whatever things are pure,
清洁的
whatever things are lovely,
可爱的
whatever things are good report,
有美名的
if there's any virtue, if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things.
若有什么德性，若有什么称赞，这些事我们都要
Because all these things is from above.
因为这些事情都是从上面来的。
All these things are from our heavenly Father.
这些事情都是从天父来的。
Because our Father will give us things that is pure, things that is good.
因为天父所给我们的都是真实的，是清洁的。
Things that is lovely.
都是可爱的。
Things that is praiseworthy, things that is noble.
都是有美名的，有可敬的，公义的。
So we must be able to meditate all these things.
所以我们都要来效法这些。
And only then the people truly can use us as an example.
这样子别人才能够真正效法我们的榜样。
Can follow us as an example.
才能够来效法我们。
Because if they follow us,
如果他们效法我们的榜样，
they follow Lord Jesus Christ,
也就是他们效法的基督。
Then verse 19.
我们看第十九节。
Verse 19.
第十九节。
And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus.
第十九节，我的神必照他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所用的、所需用的都充足。
If we do our part,
我们如果尽了我们的本分
，Our Lord Jesus Christ will do His part.
那么主耶稣基督也会完成他的工作。
And He'll be the one to supply all the things that we need according to His riches.
他就会使我们一切所需用的都充足。
We know that He is riches in love.
我们知道神充满了荣耀的丰富。
We know His riches in mercy.
我们知道神充满了这个恩典。
And all His riches are abundant for every single one of us.
对我们每个来说，这些都是丰富的。
And we know that His riches also in His glory.
这也是他荣耀的丰富。
And this is the glory we receive from Him on the end days.
这个荣耀我们在末后的日子里面要得到。
If He found us righteous on the end days.
我们如果在末后的日子里面，最后还能够在神的眼光里面为义人。
So rejoice in the Lord always.
所以我们要在主内常常喜乐。
Always be able to rejoice in everything that we do.
我们无论所做的什么事情都应当喜乐。
And always be able to work in one mind and one accord.
我们要同心和意的一起来侍奉。
And never afraid to love one another.
我们不要害怕这个去爱人。
And never afraid to show other people are better than we are.
我们
And never afraid to show that other people they are better than we are. Esteem other better than we are.
我们要看别人比自己强。
Because it's the true love that we have for one another.
这就是才能够表现出真正的爱。
If we can truly love one another,
我们如果能够真正的爱别人，
and it goes without saying that we love our Lord Jesus Christ.
就如我们爱基督一样。
So may God bless every single one of you.
愿神祝福各位。
And grant you peace and joy always.
愿主的平安跟喜乐与我们同
在。Please continue to pray for one another.
我们继续彼此代祷。
Because the God is with us.
因为主耶稣基督与我们同在。
And He will guide us through until the end days.
他会指导我们直到世界的末了。
But meanwhile, we must go through a little bit more trial and tribulation.
但是我们现在会经过苦难，经过试炼。
But through this trial and tribulation, that our Lord Jesus Christ's name will be glorified.
但是经过了这些苦难跟试炼，神的名就得以荣耀。
May God bless all of you.
愿神祝福。